Good afternoon, Colette.
Good afternoon.
And with the birth of Khloe and Kylie's new children and a cheating scandal, the Kardashians have been all over the headlines recently. Why do we continue to care so much about this family?
Well, we have what are called parasocial relationships with celebrities, and also, I mean, some people say, oh, I'm not interested in celebrities, but then they follow sports people, and more recently, I think we have similar kinds of relationships with politicians, and these relationships are really one-sided. And for the celebrity, they're non-existent. But we're interested in these people that we see because we think that we can recognize ourselves or recognize people we know in their lives.
I think it's really interesting as well with the Kardashians. A lot of people, they do follow them. A lot of people follow them to purely because they dislike them as well.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, the thing is that they don't care. They don't care whether you like them or don't like them. The most important thing is that you're following them because they're kind of human clickbait.
Exactly.
Yeah, for the media sites that carry those stories. So every time and not just with the Kardashians, I mean, you know, the amount of stories that are basically nothing that appear online and we click through, it's when we give our time to these media outlets, that's all that is required of us. That's what we're giving them, our attention, our eyeballs. They don't care whether we like them or dislike them.
And it does seem that the world is obsessed with the Kardashian trends. We do have the lip plumping to their makeup routines. But how are these trends shaping audiences?
Well, because people like to be led. Most people like to be led. Most people are quite conformist. And having celebrities gives you a framework for what you should be doing. Even their social lives and their personal lives, they allow people to discuss and gossip about moral, ethical, and even political issues. For example, in the case of Kim Kardashian's husband, and they give us a framework for life in a way. And, you know, people say, oh, do you like what she's wearing? And I think it's remarkable that only a week or so ago, a handbag that Meghan Markle carried at an event sold out online in the matter of hours, because people tend to copy them.
Yeah, they definitely do. I do think as well, social media is a big part of that. It's like these celebrities are using it as a platform to get connections and to be able to get their stuff out there as well.
Oh, they absolutely are. And in fact, anyone who is foolish enough to think that they're stupid and don't know what they're doing is wrong. You know, they know exactly what they're doing. They are a brand, and they know the value of their brand. Their profession is being famous. They don't do anything valuable, although I think they probably provide employment for many hundreds of people through the businesses associated with their various brands. But they're brilliant at exploiting the parasocial relationship that they have with the public.
Yeah, definitely. And to what extent have the Kardashians had a role in empowering women? Are they famous for no reason, or could we in some ways deem them as successful businesswomen?
Well, we can certainly see them as successful businesswomen, but, I mean, it's a mixed bag, isn't it? I mean, what are they presenting to women as an option in life? Marry someone famous? Be obsessed with your looks. Don't worry about getting an education or contributing anything to society. Just be basically a human mannequin that is sold by the media to sell more products, and those products are generally things that we don't need. You know, their makeup, their a look, their clothes, their shoes, their handbags. It's nothing. If you took the Kardashians out of the media, they would just be replaced with someone else.
Yeah, they definitely would. I think one thing that is interesting when you talk about the Kardashians is obviously what kind of influence they have on people. I think lately a lot of people have been thinking there's a negative one with obviously the stuff that's been happening with Kanye West. There's also mm-hmm. been the cheating allegations that have been made against Khloe's boyfriend, Tristan. But I think one thing as well, the Kardashians have started conversations that may not have been mentioned before without their, obviously, their platform that they do have. We've had Bruce Jenner's transition. We've had Kim Kardashian using surrogacy. So how can we kind of balance out their type of influence that they are having in the media?
Well, I don't think we can balance it out. I mean, we're human beings create people they look up to, and they always have. And as I said, if it wasn't the Kardashians, it would be someone else, you know, or it might not be a group of in a family, but these people have tended to be around for as long as we've had the media. And before that, we had royalty and the aristocracy who were put up on a pedestal. I mean, the power of the Kardashians is their ability to create and understand the curiosity and the attention of the public and then exploit it for profit. So that in that sense, I think they're just standard capitalists. They're selling themselves to people who are prepared to buy. So if we don't want them to have power, we just have to stop paying attention to them and stop buying anything that's branded with their name.
Yeah, definitely. And you do make an interesting point as well, saying that if it wasn't them, it would be someone else, someone that is obviously through the media industry that has a platform. But if we look at the family's reign as pop culture royalty, how long do we reckon it will last?
Well, I don't know. That's what's interesting about it, because they're creating a whole new generation of them. And I think it's interesting that when you look at, say, Hollywood and the music industry, initially, when these two powerful cultural forces were created and they were new, they were kind of the people who started the film industry and started popular music were outsiders. You know, they weren't part of the establishment. And now, 100 years on, 50 years on from rock and roll, we find that their children have become the elite in these industries. And so you have people like Kate Hudson, who both of her parents were famous. We have musicians, second and third generation. And they've become, in a sense, almost semi-closed to people outside of this social class.
Yeah, definitely. I think if we do look at the trends, even with Michael Jackson, his kids now having some fame that's involved with how his lifestyle was as well, I think it is interesting. And I don't think the Kardashians will be going away anytime soon.
No. I mean, you know, I think one of the first things that Kim Kardashian did when her first child was born was register her name as a brand. And I think that pretty much tells us everything we need to know about what their priority is. They're a business.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not saying they're not human. They are. But I think I find it kind of amusing that if they weren't the Kardashians, if they were, you know, the Smiths, and they were getting Centrelink payments, we'd be condemning them. We'd be sneering at them, and we'd be judging them harshly for their shallowness and for the relationship issues that they have.
Yeah, well, I definitely do agree with you on that one, and thank you so much for joining us on the show.
That's fine, Brooke. Thank you for asking me.